One day in September 2008. Today is Tuesday, October 15th, 2013. I'm working to dispose of unnecessary files from my PC, listening to the radio news which says the large-scale Typhoon 26, Weipa, may hit the Kanto area directly tomorrow. I find a small essay buried in Memorandum Square. The date of September 2008 shows it was written 5 years ago. Supposedly, I must have thought to make some essay works that time, adding several others. I'm going to report it in this short story square as a note. 1. A long novel and reading struggle. You are transported back to 5 years ago. It is now September 13th, 2008. There's the following haiku, or a short poem, in today's morning paper of Mainichi. Hagi saite yachin 5円 no ie ni sumu. Masaoka Shiki. What a nice blossom of bush clovers. I live in a house of 5 yen rent. Shiki Masaoka. This haiku is said to have been made in September 1901, when Shiki, the poet, lived at Negishi, Tokyo. And also, the paper says, bush clovers were in their bloom in the backyard. Kakikueba kane ga naru nari horyuchi. I'm eating kaki, a persimmon, while the bell is ringing at the temple horyuchi. Shiki Masaoka. Yes, I like kaki much more than bush clovers. The season of kaki is near at hand. I could hardly wait for it. We have had a long spell of intense heat this summer, and even today is like in midsummer. For sure, kaki will be simply delicious in the season. I wrote the following in the novel some time back. A lot of kaki are over the shop counter. They are Fuyugaki, Jirogaki, Tonegaki, Nishimuragaki, etc., and are from various producing areas such as Gifu, Wakayama, Fukuoka, Nara, etc. Ryohei Tsubune's pleasure is to walk on the road lined with cherry trees along Sakai River to the seaside of Urayasu, biting an appetizing kaki. He is tasting happiness this year too. I traveled in Italy 6 years ago. What town was it? In the suburbs of Rome? I bought a couple of temple bell kaki and took a bite of one at the hotel room. Its strong astringency made my eyes rolled in near panic. The inside of my mouth had a pain the next whole day. The following poor haiku is the confession of my feeling at that time. Kakikute よくぞ日本に生まれけり。The taste of kaki makes me homesick to Japan. The next year, when Emiko, my wife, and I traveled around Eastern Europe, I bought the same kind of kaki at Dresden, Germany, and Vienna, Austria. I tried to eat one of them carefully at each town and found this time both of them were terrific. I wrote in my travel book, Kaki is the best in Eastern Europe. This intense heat summer was especially severe to me. Let me talk about why. 4 years ago, I finished the novel based on my precious experience with Mr. N, ahead of me in university. He published the private printing book in memory of his 88th birthday, in which my novel was included. He passed away just after that. I owe my life to him since 60 years of my age, when I met him for the first time. 2 years afterward, at the beginning of this August, I decided to revise the novel and finally finished it yesterday. It confined me 1 month and a half. The title was renewed to The Story of the Auditorium Where Monsters Live. There is something left for fine-tuning, however. I ended its reading through and uploaded to the internet. The reading in midsummer was harder than any other time to me. In the morning, my voice needs something, and at night, it's more important to drink. This means there's no chance except in the hot daytime under the intense heat from fine weather every day. More than that, reading has three merits to me. First, it is a strong helper to polish sentences. Second, I may be remembered in coming age by my wonderful voice. Third, and the best, it contributes to my health of mind. It was in the middle of August to begin reading, while adding the last revision of the contents, including expressions and basic grammar. To avoid any noise outside and inside, all the windows were shut with no air conditioning, so that what could be heard was only my voice. Then, I'm ready for the voice recorder. As the endurance for reading makes me so nervous, 2 hours are the maximum limit every time. On the way, many times, I have to stop reading by telephones and bells at the entrance, and to start it over again. Though it makes me angry, I devote myself solely to reading and rereading. I don't know how to edit reading process. Therefore, I have to read each section through. The length is about 15 to 20 minutes, which is the balance for rereading. It would supposedly consist of 2 volumes in paperback if it were published. Considering the total reading time is nearly 10 hours. The real reading time might have been far over a whole day. Dripping with sweat, jumping into the water bath after each reading, I just managed to reach the end without losing my health. As mentioned before, I newly named the title of the novel, The Story of the Auditorium Where Monsters Live. It is placed in Essay Travel and Novel Square, divided into the stories 46, 47, and 48. The contents will be made clear while you read and or listen to, however, I doubt you will do it through. Anyway, I know it quite well myself, as it is the novel of an amateur, also super long, and moreover, it is not very exciting nor a disconsolate love story. Though a lot of monsters appear in and out the auditorium. The reading itself has its own problems. It doesn't come out under Apple system nor Windows 8, as well as each downloading sometimes takes 15 minutes or so. I really feel awkward and impatient. Therefore, I have to surrender and admit this novel is my milestone of 68 years old. It is surely the product of self-satisfaction. Shiki's haiku, short poem, appears in a certain paragraph in the novel where the hero visits Okura Shukokan Museum, designed by Chuta Ito, the giant of architecture. Yuku aki no karasu mo tonde shimai keri. Autumn is going away. Crows have already flied away. Did Shiki make this hike in the bed of Negishi? At noon, Ryohei Tsubune, Eriko Fukami, and Mari Nomizo got together at the lobby on the 5th floor of Hotel Okura, Minato World. This hotel has kept the same at ease and relaxing atmosphere for 40 years, since it was opened by Kishichiro Okura, the son of Kihachiro. 3 of them lost themselves in an elegant quietness in a moment at the sofa. 2. Everyday meal. My morning starts early. I wake up at 4 a.m. and get up at 5. It is the same this morning. I walk around the apartment just after getting up, then follow mail check and watching TV news. I prepare breakfast at 6 while Emiko, my wife, is sleeping in peace. My bread is 1/10 sliced piece, ketchup, onion, Tabasco, and easy melt cheese are topped. The bread with toppings is baked for 4 minutes in the oven toaster. I drink milk tea this morning instead of coffee and a glass of vegetable juice with black vinegar. My yogurt is special. It is the mixture of on-sale yogurt and milk by 1 to 5. It is matured in the yogurt maker for 7 hours. I put 3 spoonfuls of my homemade yogurt in the plate topped by fig jam. Half of a pear is for dessert. I'm accustomed to eat Japanese noodle like soba, somen, udon, or spaghetti for lunch. As the timing is not matched with Emiko, I make my lunch myself. Sometimes it is the turn of Korean rice, which is my pride and really so delicious that every time Emiko cries joyfully in admiration. Every dinner is Emiko's home cooking. The main dish is mostly fish. I choose drinks like beer, sake, shochu, whiskey, whatever, adjusting to the dish. I start an alone drinking bout around 6 p.m. seeing TV. I go to bed at 8 o'clock and then read the evening paper, listening to Rakugo in the iPod. What a good example of a day, nonetheless. In the result of the latest senior medical checkup, I found 3 items of worry and uneasiness, though I don't like to open them. I hope my subjective symptoms will prove groundless. You are always exaggerated. I wish Emiko's advice will be true. 3. Photo in September 13th, 2008. I visited the exhibition of Ippekikai by the amateur painter group and took most of their pictures. Then I worked making its photo collection in order to add it to my homepage afterward. I informed Mr. S. of my tentative works. He invited me to the exhibition. We were classmates in high school. He replied okay for opening on the internet by written mail, attaching the photo shown below. The white and black hair is a matter of fact, however, I found my forehead has been spread out. It's my habit to apply hair cream a little bit when I join this kind of meeting. But usually, I never apply anything but water to my head nor face. Although a little too late, I'm going to buy hair tonic. The black t-shirt is my favorite, bought in Egypt this June. The hieroglyph letters of Koshiba are encircled by the cartouche, which was used only by Pharaoh, the king, during the pyramid era. "I'm Pharaoh Koshiba" is my poor joke to everybody. The cloth is surely Egyptian cotton with a guarantee of comfortability. The three pictures behind are Mr. S's works. Both of us are 68 years old. He said, "I'm young among the members." Such being the case, his painter group is the one of Vivas Seniors, a 91 years old gentleman, a couple of over 80 ladies. It is the 14th this year, the proof of their continuation in high spirits. You can see their masterpieces in the Someday at Somewhere Square as the exhibition of Ippekikai 2008. One day in September 2008, end.